Hey there, folks, it's Robin, and I'm popping in to talk to you about clean water because I'm going to be honest, I've been worrying about the contaminants in our tap water, and I knew I had to find a solution, you know, something reliable and effective. And that's when I discovered AquaTrue, and it's been a game changer for my family. AquaTrue's purifiers, they're basically like superheroes for your water, using a four-stage reverse osmosis process to tackle even the toughest contaminants. With PFAS, you know, those pesky forever chemicals making their way into nearly half of U.S. tap water, it is a relief to know that AquaTrue is certified to just kick them to the curb. Plus, their range of purifiers fits every home, from countertop setups to under-sink options. They've even got a Wi-Fi connected model for the tech-savvy among us. And let's talk about those filters, okay? Long-lasting and affordable, they are a dream come true. There's no more like swapping them out every few months. AquaTrue's filters go the distance and last up to 2 years. Since switching to AquaTrue, I have noticed a huge difference. The water tastes cleaner, it's fresher, and the best part, I no longer have to worry about what's lurking in my tap water. Even my kids are drinking more water because of the ease of the countertop setup. AquaTrue comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee and even makes a great gift. Today, our listeners are going to receive 20% off any AquaTrue purifier. Just go to AquaTrue.com, that's AquaTrue.com, and you're going to enter the code HEADSPACE at checkout. That's 20% off any AquaTrue water purifier when you go to AquaTrue.com and use promo code HEADSPACE. Go get it.
You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Hi, my name's Andy, and welcome to Radio Headspace and a Thursday morning. A few days back, I was doing an interview, and we were talking about the movement of meditation, of mindfulness from east to west over the last few decades or so. And we were talking about the elements that have worked very well and perhaps the elements that hadn't worked so well, the things that have been included and the things that have been missed out. And I thought that one of the elements that had been most ignored was that of compassion, perhaps a sense of joy. In the West, I feel meditation and mindfulness often presented as a way of increasing our focus, our attention, our awareness, all really important things, of course. But there's this other element of mind, which is equally important. And if we think about how we live our lives, whilst we would all probably like to be a lot more present, a lot less distracted, unless we are a lot more present with a soft, kind, friendly, joyous mind, then I think life is always going to feel like we're missing some element. And it was interesting to think about that transition from east to west. I went off at quite an early age and studied in meditation. And in those earlier years, there was definitely a big focus on attention, on concentration, and on developing that ability to be not as distracted. And yet, I felt throughout that training that whilst I felt more present, I didn't necessarily feel like I had those other qualities. I wasn't necessarily sitting there with a sense of joy, a sense of limitless compassion or unconditional love. There was a sense that something was still missing. I actually made that journey from east to west to a Tibetan Buddhist monastery in Scotland. And it was there that I met a teacher. So I remember sitting down in front of this teacher and he called that out. He said, look, you know, you spent all these years sitting there very seriously, sort of focusing the mind. He said, but your mind is like a dog with a very strict owner. Maybe there's a sense of fear there. There's no freedom, there's no playfulness in the mind. As I looked at this teacher, the thing that stood out actually was not his degree of concentration or focus. It was his sense of warmth. It was his sense of ease. his laughter, his playfulness. And I feel very often those are the qualities that we don't really talk about so much in meditation, in mindfulness. But arguably, they're some of the most important because they are the ones that allow us not only to feel more comfortable with ourselves, towards ourselves, but also with others and towards others. So whatever form your mindfulness might take, whatever form you might think of training the mind or looking after the mind in some way, just try to ensure that it's not all about attention and being present, but it's also just as much about kindness, compassion, and joy. Thanks for listening today. I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.